You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer. Its title is, Her Children Shall Call Her Blessed. And now here is Dr. Meyer.
Listen to what Christy wrote about her mom. My mother's name is Kathy. She makes me very happy. She teaches me right from wrong, and when I'm bad, she grounds me. God bless you, Kathy. You're teaching Christy right from wrong. Not every mom is able to do that. Several months ago, I was visiting with some Christian preschool teachers in the San Francisco area. These teachers told me that parents often ask them to teach their children right from wrong because they themselves don't know the difference. You heard me right. The parents said that they don't know the difference between right and wrong. In the 18th century, the Emperor Napoleon was alarmed by the immorality and sad economic conditions of his day. When he was asked what France needed the most, his answer was immediate and clear, mothers. Today, as in Napoleon's day, society needs mothers. Mothers like Kathy who teach their children right from wrong. Judith Weitz of the Center for the Study of Social Policy was recently involved in an extensive study of children. She says that America's failure to be a family-friendly society takes an unmistakable toll on children. Parents strive to provide the right start in life for their children, but today families earn less, work more, have less time and fewer support systems, and lead more stressful lives. Mother's Day, 1992, finds our society smack dab in the middle of a parenting crisis. This Mother's Day should be more than just a sentimental tip of the hat to mom. We thank our mothers for what they've done, and we thank God for the Christian mothers who knew how to teach us right from wrong. Those of us who were blessed with such mothers say, thank you. God bless you for what you did. Today, you and I have to go after the present crises of family and society. Modern moms need wisdom. This wisdom doesn't come with age. Growing older doesn't necessarily make you wiser. No fool like an old fool. This wisdom doesn't come from sitting with a cup of coffee and gossiping over the phone. This wisdom doesn't come from radio call-in shows. This wisdom doesn't come from watching Donahue or Oprah or TV talk shows. The wisdom that mom needs isn't demonstrated by the situation comedies of TV. The fact is, those shows create unreal expectations about what it means to be a woman and a mother. One reason why we have a parenting crisis is that too many of you are letting the media shape your attitudes about everything, including morality and family life. Some of you are too lazy to challenge the wisdom of this world that the media are promoting. To be a good mother to your children, you ought to be going after the wisdom of God. That wisdom is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:24 that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. He is the eternal wisdom of God. He was there when the world was created. He helped create all that you see. He can fix the things that go wrong in your life and in your parenting. Jesus Christ, God's eternal wisdom, is the one who made all things, and therefore he is also the one who can put your life and your family on track. You want to be a good mom? Jesus Christ is the wisdom you should pursue. That pursuit begins with fear. Yes, fear. The great and triune God, the Father, Christ the Son, and Holy Spirit is holy. God has no sin. God demands that you be completely perfect. Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And you know that you're not holy. Most moms feel guilt and regret. You know where you've blown it with your kids. You know where you failed them. You look back at the things you could have done with your life, and you feel that your life has been a waste. You know you're not holy. For you to come to God involves fear. Now, if you're filled with guilt and regrets about your life, you know what? You're heading the right way. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." But don't stop at the beginning. Let's go all the way to wisdom. The Bible says, "We preach a crucified Christ." To the Jews, this is a stumbling block. And to the Greeks, it is foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, He is Christ, God's power and God's wisdom. When Jesus Christ was put to death on the cross, He paid the price for all your sins, even the ones you're not aware you committed. When Jesus died, He brought you forgiveness to replace your guilt. Because He rose on Easter morning, Jesus didn't remain dead. All the regrets you have about your life can be put in the past, and now you can live with hope and optimism for the future. That's what you need. More than anything else, a modern mom needs God's wisdom in Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear where His love is. His mature love throws out fear." That's what you need. The crucified and risen Christ is the eternal wisdom of God. He is also the contemporary, relevant wisdom of God that moms and all of us need in the present crisis of our society. Christ, the wisdom of God, is readily available to you. Jesus says in Matthew 28:20, "I am with you always." Why do you uncritically take false wisdom from the media or the telephone? Instead, go after Jesus. Go after the eternal wisdom of God who will meet you in the pages of the Bible. Jesus is inviting you. Come away to some deserted place where you can be alone and rest a little. I know most of you moms are busy. Jill wrote this about her mom. "My mom takes care of me and all my family. She cooks and bakes and cleans and shops. She said she does these till she's ready to drop. She drives us here and there with hardly a minute to spare." Hey, that's the way it is for modern moms. I know. Rest, you say? You kidding? I don't have the time. Well, that's the conventional wisdom of this world. God's wisdom is different. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, 'In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength.'" So yes, carve out a little peace and privacy in your schedule. Maybe after you get the kids off to school. Maybe when you first go to work. Maybe at night before you sleep. Read your Bible. Go after God's contemporary wisdom. And pray. Tell Him what's hurting you. Tell Him what you're feeling guilty about. Tell Him about your regrets. Get into the habit. Keep asking, and God promises it will be given to you. Keep searching, and God promises you will find. Keep knocking, and your loving God assures you that the door will be open to you. For this, your children will bless you. Your children will hear God's wisdom in what you say. Whatever the topic happens to be, the plans for the day, or heavy topics like sex and drugs, your children will hear wisdom in what you say because you'll reflect that there is worldly wisdom and then there is God's wisdom. They'll hear from you that there is sin and there is God's grace. They'll thank you that you exposed the deceits of Satan and taught them the strength of their Savior. They'll bless you that in the confusion of this modern world, you taught them the clear and sure guidance of God's holy word. Your children will know that you are interested in their moral development. Thomas Edison didn't do well in school, but he succeeded in life because his mother was interested in him. Edison said, "My mother was sure of me. I could not fail." When you modern moms know God's wisdom in Jesus Christ, you'll watch the moral conduct of your children. That'll be for the good, not only for your children, but for this society. God knows this society needs better morals. Teaching your children God's right and not this world's wrong. Grounding them when they're bad, praising them when they're good. This will make you a good mother, a blessed mother. The children in Mrs. Munger's class put it this way. My mom loves Jesus. She knows that He'll never leave us. She makes sure we get to church, where in God's Word we search and learn about our dearest friend. Thank you, God, for the mom to me you did send. They bless their mom. Just as Proverbs 31 predicted, she speaks with wisdom, and on her tongue there is tender instruction. She keeps a close eye on the conduct of her family, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Today, we bless all such mothers. We pray that you, modern mom trying to cope with the complexities of the 90s, will be blessed by your children because you led them to the wisdom of God. You led them to Jesus. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.